Well, we greet each of you this afternoon in the name of the Lord. We're glad to be able to be with you by this means of giving the gospel out and being able to meet with folks. And thank you for tuning in, being with us tonight here on our Facebook Live. And certainly enjoyed the day the Lord's given us, a beautiful day. And the Lord is always good to us. Everything he gives us is always right and is always good for us. And so we're here on the Wednesday night service, our prayer meeting night. Most churches, the Wednesday night service sort of emphasizes prayer requests and the different needs that folks have, that we can pray one for another as the scripture tells us to. It gives us instructions that we are to pray one for another and pray with each other and then pray for each other. Many times difficulties come to our life, and I'm glad that we can share that be able to have our burdens shared with others so that we can pray for each other as the scripture gives us desire to do that. I have a couple of prayer requests that I want to mention tonight for folks that are listening. This coming Thursday, Brother Jake Rich is going to be having open heart surgery. He had a heart attack earlier in the week, the latter part of the week, and I think they dismissed him out of the hospital today, going back next week for open heart surgery. I think it's next Thursday. So do remember Brother Jake and pray for him and pray for the family, Cindy, and all of them involved. I know they appreciate our prayers, and we certainly pray God to give him healing to his body and to be able to serve the Lord. Then also, I just talked to Brother Melvin Sisson. We had prayer requests for him earlier. He had a procedure yesterday on his heart, had to have a pacemaker put in. I think the doctor said his battery was just totally gone, totally dead. And so they did the procedure yesterday and talked to him just a few minutes ago, said he was feeling pretty good and just had to have time now to heal. And so he certainly appreciates your prayers. Brother Sisson's a real friend. Thank God for his friendship down through many, many years. I met Brother Melvin in 1972, I believe it was, and we've had good friendship ever since then. And so you do pray for him and ask the Lord to give him a healing and be able to be back preaching and doing the work that the Lord's called him to do. So do remember those two requests, and I'm sure there are others. There may be those that are listening tonight to have prayer requests that the Lord knows about, and if you ever want to share them with us, we'd be glad to mention them so that we can pray together over those that have been requested. So tonight, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll be looking at the subject of faith tonight, very important subject for the child of God, and we'll be looking at that here in just a few moments. So let's bow for prayer and ask God to bless us. Our Father, tonight we come to you. We thank you for, once again, the privilege of being able to open the Word of God and, if nothing else, just read the Scripture. Many times things don't have to be said and doesn't need a lot of commentary. We can just read the Word of God, and it speaks to our heart. And we thank you for the living Word. It is alive and speaks to us, and that's you speaking to us as a believer through the Holy Spirit, dealing with our heart and our lives and the many issues that we have. And so, Lord, tonight we do pray for these that's been requested, these names that have called, those folks that we know personally and the other ways that people have let us know they have physical needs and even spiritual needs. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for our missionaries around this world, around this country. Many missionaries are trying to get their support up so they can go to the field where you've called them, and I pray, God, you'd give them liberty, give them ability to get their message out and to be able to be with churches, to let folks know their call that you've given to them to go to whatever country or whatever field it might be, and as you've called them, you will send them and you will provide. And so, Lord, we pray for them. We pray for our missionaries on the field, many of them having much difficulty during this time in which we're living. And so, Lord, we just bring them before you, ask you that you'd give them encouragement in their life, give them souls as they are faithful to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we ask you tonight to meet with us. We pray that you'll take your word, apply it to our heart, give us instruction and strength in our life. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, tonight we're going to be reading three different passages of Scripture, and these are passages that has the little phrase, "The just shall live by faith." And what true words that the Lord has given to us as a believer. We certainly cannot and do not live by sight. Our sight is many times, our focus is wrong. We have many problems around us, but dear God gives us, our dear Lord gives us the ability to live believing and trusting in Him, and by faith we do live. So there's three times in the Scripture that that little phrase is given to us. And when I first studied this some time back, I thought probably would be in there more than two or three times. But the phrase, "the just shall live by faith," is only found three times in the Word of God. I'm going to read those three passages tonight. One is in Romans, one is in Galatians, and then one is in the book of Hebrews. So in Romans chapter number 1, and we'll read verse number 16 and verse number 17, and that'll be the first occurrence of this phrase. Paul writes, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." The book of Galatians chapter number 3 and verse number 11. "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith." Then the book of Hebrews, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 38 of chapter 10, and then we'll read on into chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back to perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Verse 1 of chapter 11 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." In these three passages tonight that we've read, we have the phrase, "the just shall live by faith." And you can't deal too much on the subject of faith unless you go into the book of Hebrews chapter 11. That last portion of scripture that we read, we find that chapter 11 is called many different titles. I sort of like God's Hall of Fame. That is the passages that give us and calls out names of those men and women that lived by faith. And so it's called God's Hall of Fame or God's Honor Roll. And so we find that when we look at it, we look carefully, we will see that chapter 11 of Hebrews is probably the strongest chapter in all the Bible on that subject of faith, that just shall live by that. These people that the letter was addressed to, of course, they were Hebrew, they were Jews, and they had been tempted, and some of them were being tempted to go back into the old way of life, go back into Judaism and to put their faith in the law. It's very clear in the scripture that we're saved by faith, not by the works of the law. It's not by the works of the flesh. It's not by anything that we can do, but just simply putting no confidence in ourselves and putting all confidence in Him. And so we find that we see the realities of life, and that last verse of scripture says, "Those things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." And so faith is that which we only see the results of it. We see the actions of faith. We see the work of faith. We see all those things. But to see faith, it's only in what we produce. It's only what we proclaim and give out to other folks. And so in these first three verses that we read in Hebrews chapter number 11, it gives us that faith pleases God. It tells us, it gives us a definition here in this these first three verses of Hebrews chapter 11. We have the description of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so there is a description of faith. And while we focus on that, then we find that from chapter 11, verse 4 on, that we did not and would not read those many verses, it gives us the demonstration of faith. And the only way that we can know that someone has faith is by the demonstration. It's by how they live. It's by what they do. It's what they say. Their reactions and actions to the processes of things around them in daily life. But you and I, as a believer, as a Christian, it's very clear that the Bible declares that we are to live by faith. We're to live by those things maybe that we do not understand. We maybe do not have everything in order in our mind, but by faith we believe certain things. And so that's the description that God gives us, that faith is the substance. Now, if you have a substance, that means you can hold it. That means you can touch it. And so faith is that which we as a believer, as a Christian, can grab a hold of in our life and to live to Him. To begin with, you're not going to realize much about faith until you exercise that gift of faith that God gives us in order that we can believe on the Lord as our personal Savior. And so we find that that God gives us here that faith is many times what we do not see. But faith is very, very powerful, because it tells us here that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And you and I tonight, as a believer, we believe that by faith. We believe that because the Scripture tells us what God did in the very beginning there in the book of Genesis chapter 1. God spake and the world came into existence. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God divided the day and the night, the light and the darkness. He did all that by the power of His might. And we believe that according to the Word of God, and we believe that by faith in that Scripture. The Bible here says that those men of old, they, the elders, they obtained a good report because they had faith. They were able to accomplish the things that they did. They were able to do what they set out to do. They were able to believe and go forward because they had faith in God. And so we note these things about faith. God spoke, and the Word of God, and things move and things happen. People were stirred by His Word. They obeyed His Word. Now they bear witness of the Word of God. God's Word and God's faith are inseparable. If we're going to accomplish anything in our Christian life, then we just simply must believe the Word of God. Take it at face value. Don't try to explain it away or explain it some other way. Just take it for what it says. And if you run upon a passage that maybe you don't understand, well, guess what? Somewhere else in the Word of God, God gives us understanding. God gives us the answer to our questions. I've said so many times, there's not a question that God cannot or would not answer. There's not a problem that He cannot solve. And so all of these answers are found in the Word of God. And by faith, we believe those. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you cannot separate believing faith and the Word of God. And so tonight I want us to look at the actions and the doings of faith that are given to us here in these next few verses of Hebrews chapter number 11. We have believing faith, and that makes us a child of God. But then I believe we have doing faith. We have faith that will accomplish things in our life. We have faith that will make us do certain things in order that we can please the Lord Jesus Christ, in order that we can follow the mandate that He gives us in His Word, that we can be refreshed in Him and follow His direction. So I want us to look at these different ones that are mentioned, and we'll not read all the verses, but we'll just mention them by name. And notice here their doing, what they accomplished because they had faith. Those first three verses describes it. Verse 4 on through the chapter demonstrates the actions or the doing of faith. The first man that is mentioned here in verse number 4, it says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Here's the doing or the action of faith. Cain and Abel were raised in the same home. They had the same instructions. They had the same words from parents. But yet one believed a little differently than the other. And the scripture says here that that Abel offered a sacrifice unto God that was acceptable, more acceptable than that which Cain offered. You see, I believe that Adam and Eve, by firsthand knowledge, understood that if you was going to sacrifice or give to God, you did that by a offering of an animal, a blood offering, a sacrifice to God. And so Abel followed the direction that that he was given, and he offered a sacrifice to God that was acceptable unto him. But Cain, he heard the same message. He lived in the same home, but yet he was a tiller of the ground, and he took the fruit of the ground, and he offered that as his sacrifice, and God rejected that. Without the shedding of blood, there is no acceptance. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission or forgiveness of our sin. And so from the very beginning in the book of Genesis, the God of heaven is painting us a picture of how that we can be right with God, how that we can have fellowship with the Lord, and it's through a sacrifice of shed blood. Of course, that theme carries on all the way through the Old Testament. The offerings that were offered, the sacrifices of the lambs and the rams and the turtle doves and all those different animals that God had directed the Jews to offer a sacrifice that that was acceptable unto him. And as they did that, God is painting a picture all the way through the books of the Old Testament to one day there would be an ultimate sacrifice, and that would be the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, offering himself, shedding his blood that we might have forgiveness of our sins. So Abel's faith was a faith of witnessing and doing what God had told him to do and following the direction that the Lord had given. Now the next man that is mentioned there is in verse number 5. It says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and that he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. What a great testimony here we find that Enoch had. He is walking by faith. The just shall live by faith. He's walking and serving God. He is pleasing God, and all of a sudden, God took him. I was doing some study even this week on that first translation or that first rapture out of this world, and it was Enoch that was removed by the Lord. And as he walked with God, God just took him, and he was not. And so by faith, Enoch proved what he had in his heart and in his life by the way he walked, by the things that he did and the fellowship and the service that he had unto the Lord. And the Bible says he had this testimony that he pleased God. He was translated. He was removed from this earth and taken to heaven. He was separated from the evil of his day and his generation and stepped in the very presence of the Lord without this process of dying. And that is a perfect pointing picture of what we call the rapture of the believer here in, I believe, which will be a very short period of time. I believe Jesus is coming. I believe he's on his way, and we're seeing the affairs of man and the world having so many things that we can relate back to the fulfillment of Scripture, and that the Lord said in these days it would be perilous times. In these days men's hearts would fail them for fear. In these days struggles would be everywhere, pestilence and trials and earthquakes and wars and diver things that happen in many different places. And so we're seeing all that take place, and we need to be like not only Abel that knows what kind of sacrifice that has saved us, but to be like Enoch, that we walk with God in this time in which we live. In verse number 7, we have the man by the name of Noah. Those that are acquainted with the Word of God know about Noah. And he is identified by not necessarily just his faith, but and not by the way he walked, but he is identified and is given to us here by his work, what he did. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen. Now, what does that refer you back to? Verse number 1. It's the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. And so Noah is warned of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So here we have Noah, and he is identified as the man that built the ark. He built it according to God's blueprint. He built it according to God's plan. He built it the way God said, even though probably at that time of history there hadn't been any rain, if any, been very, very little, for God watered things by the dew of the earth. And all of a sudden, here's a man building a huge boat out in the middle of nowhere, and he's doing it to the saving of his household. Why is he working? Why is he following the direction that God gives him? Because he believed in things not seen yet. They hadn't come about yet, but God said, Noah, you build an ark. You build it so long, so wide, so high, 3 stories, 1 door, 1 window, all of those things representing the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way in, and the one window, he's the only way that we look up. And so Noah is identified in his faith by his work. Think about it. Noah building the ark, and everybody around him probably busy doing everything else, and they said Noah probably has just lost his mind. Why is he doing that? Well, the scripture says by faith that Noah was warned of God, and in that warning, God said, you build this, and Noah began to go to work. The just shall live by faith, and that faith will make you know what kind of sacrifice you need. That faith will have you walk like Enoch. That faith will give you ability to work like Noah, living by faith. Then in verse number 8, it says here, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed. There's the important word. When Abraham received the message from God, it just simply means that he obeyed. The Bible says he went out not knowing where he was going, but he's being led by God. God had told he and Sarah, both of them, that they were going to have a son, and that son would be the heir of righteousness. That son would be the one that would carry on the bloodline until the end of time. And so Abraham and Sarah, they, by faith, they followed the Lord and they waited upon God. God had given them the promise of a son years before the son was ever born. Years before he was born, before Isaac was born, God had said, you're going to have a child. Year goes by, year go by, year go by, and now they're past the age of childbearing according to the flesh, and still they have no child. But all of a sudden, God gave them that miracle child by the name of Isaac. Abraham and Sarah, their faith is recognized, and their faith is given to us by their waiting. You know, sometimes we just have to wait upon the Lord. The scripture says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The scripture says that we're to wait upon him. When he didn't know where he was going, he still followed God. When he didn't know how God's will was going to be accomplished, he followed God. When Abraham and Sarah, when they didn't know how that the promise would be fulfilled, they waited upon the Lord. And one day in their elderly years, one being 100, one being almost 100, all of a sudden, God gave them that miracle child, and their waiting had paid off. And they only could wait that way because they had faith. The just shall live by faith. You could go on and on these different ones. You have in verse number 20, you have Isaac. In verse number 21, you have Jacob. In verse number 22, by faith, Joseph. Joseph, of course, a great ruler of Israel, a great individual that God used when they were in Egyptian bondage. God here delivered them from the bondage that they were in, and God gave them a way of having their goods and having everything taken care of. And all this is because there's some people that lived by faith. It's all because somebody was willing to say, I will live by faith. After we live our life, we look back on it sometimes and say, well, I was a failure. But if we live by faith, God doesn't judge failure like we do. And we serve the Lord, we serve the living God, and by faith, we can do these things that these men are given and women are given to us in the Old Testament and then recorded here in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We can follow their pathway, we can follow their direction, and we can know how to have the right kind of sacrifice. Only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Only one way to get there, and we find that Abel knew that. And as we're on our road, as we serve the Lord, we can be like Enoch, and we can walk with the Lord. We can go on and serve the Lord, and we can be like Noah and work for God. We can be like Abraham and Sarah and wait upon the Lord. We can be like Isaac, and we have the blessings given. We find that we have Jacob that worshiped God. We have Joseph that won the battle. And it's all because of their faith in the God of heaven. You and I tonight, if you go to heaven, it's all because of putting your faith, which is, by the way, a gift from God, on the Lord Jesus Christ. He saves you and makes you a new creature. Thank God tonight we can live by faith. As it was true in these verses that we read in the New Testament, the book of Romans, the book of Galatians, the book of Hebrews, the just shall live by faith. We serve the Lord and we walk for Him and we follow the direction that He gives us. And we live by faith just like every person that has ever lived. And in the end of their life, they are transported into the very presence of our God. May God help us tonight to be that person that is just and live by faith. My Father, thank you tonight for your blessings upon us. Thank you for all that you have given to us. Help us, Lord, to work for you. Help us, Lord, to walk with you. Help us, Lord, to witness for you. Help us, Lord, to do all these things that show and demonstrate to the world that the just live by faith, not by sight, but by faith. May you help us today to serve you until you come for us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. And we'll meet again.